Well, hey, fam, I'm back. Yeah, I went away for a minute. I had been doing this before, but I got discouraged thinking that nobody was really listening to what I was saying, so I quit. But Daddy said, no, I'll get back at it. I didn't tell you to quit. Whether they hear you or not, I told you to do something, so here I am. And I just come to talk real raw with you. I'm not going to act all perfect and try to say it right. I'm just going to say it the way I would talk to my friends. Y'all, we've got to get back to what's right. What are we doing? What are we doing? You know, I expect sinners to sin. That's what sinners do. Sinners sin. I can't get mad at sinners for sinning. That's what sinners do. They sin. When I was a sinner, I sinned. I tried my best to. I know I was born and raised in a Christian home, so there was only so much that I could do. But I sure tried to do the best that I could do when I was out there. Sinners sin, and I got to give it to them. I got to give them their props. When sinners sin, they give everything they have to it. They give their money to it. They give their time to it. They give their effort to it. They give it 100. So my problem is not with them. My problem is with us. Those who claim to have been born again. Those who claim to be children of the Most High God. Where we at? And I got to be honest with you. We are really slaves. That's what we are. Now, we're either slaves to Satan or we're slaves to God. But we're all somebody's slave. And why do I say that? Because slaves don't have any rights. Ouch. Slaves have no rights. We talk about civil rights, and we're talking about constitutional rights, and we're talking about our personal rights. We don't have any rights. The only rights we have is the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Those are the only rights that count. So what are we doing? Lying on each other, backbiting each other, talking about each other behind each other's back, cutting each other down. We're all sedate and sediddy with our nose all high up in the air and arrogant and proud. What are we doing? And Daddy's saying, I'm tired of this. You know how it reminds me of a mother. She would, when she would get on her children, she'd say, Johnny, stop. Johnny wouldn't listen. Johnny, stop. Johnny wouldn't listen. Johnny, I'm going to tell you one more time, stop. He wouldn't listen. Johnny! Now she's got Johnny's attention. God is saying, hey, I'm talking to you. It's time for you to reel it in. Come on home. I'm from Bridgeport, Connecticut, and there were street lights that would come on. They were gas street lights. And what would happen is, as the night began to fall, the street lights would begin to flicker. And my parents let me know that once those street lights began to flicker, you better be making your way into that house. And we came up with the phrase, don't let the street light catch you. Because if I catch you, you know what I'm going to do. And God is saying, don't let the street lights of the world catch you. Because if they catch you, you know what I'm going to do. Y'all, we are to live our lives as if we are what we say we are, the children of the Most High God. This is not our home. We act like this is it. We're concerned about our cars. We're concerned about our houses. We're concerned about our jewelry. We're concerned about our bags. We're concerned about our profile. We're concerned about our lights, which have nothing to do with Jesus, nothing to do with salvation. Without him, none of this means anything. How dare us to be so arrogant and so flippant, even about the blessings that the Lord has given us. Whatever blessing, whatever gift, whatever talent, whatever money, whatever goodness you have, He gave it to you. He gave it to you. You cannot brag about something that does not belong to you. Y'all, fam, come on. Let's get back. Let's get back to loving each other, being concerned about each other, caring about each other, keeping our mouth off of stuff we don't know nothing about, and becoming more like Christ. I can hear somebody saying right now, yeah, what about you? Look, I'm right here with you. I'm in the same boat, trying to get it right. All right? Love you guys. Peace.